You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Sleep in Heavenly Peace is a national nonprofit dedicated to a singular vital mission, ensuring that no kid sleeps on the floor. Mark Connor is the Chief Operating Officer of Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Mark has been on the board for 5 years and brings more than 20 years of strategy and operations leadership from Fund Motor Group and Lithia Motors to drive chapter growth. He's originally from Southern Oregon and now resides in Bend. Welcome to the Exchange, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
And Alex Kolicz, he joins us as well. He's a dedicated volunteer with the Umpqua chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace in Roseburg. He's been with the organization since 2018. Alex designed a custom assembly apparatus that was recently used in a 24-hour build with Lowe's to standardize and streamline the assembly of 10,000 beds. Welcome to the Exchange, Alex.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Mark, let's start with you. Sleep in Heavenly Peace operates on the belief that a bed is a basic need. Can you describe the reality of the number of kids that are without beds in America?
Yeah. So, you know, in America, we service currently right now about 100 million of the U.S. population. Sleep in Heavenly Peace does with our active chapters, our 410 active chapters in the United States. Of that, we estimate, and there isn't any good numbers for this, so we're going off of what our experience is, but of the kids that are below the poverty line in those communities, we estimate anywhere from 2 to 3% of them are sleeping without a bed. So what that means is at any given time, there's literally thousands to millions of kids today that are sleeping on some sort of makeshift bed, whether it be an air mattress, we've seen it all, from air mattress to pallets made into a makeshift bed into just kids sleeping on the floor on clothes. So we currently right now, we have well over 100,000 people on our wait list across all of our chapters waiting for beds. And here in Oregon, we've got over 5,000 kids that are requested beds right now just in Oregon.
Wow. So take me back. How did Sleep in Heavenly Peace get started, and what is it designed to do specifically?
Yeah. So we started in 2012, and it was just, you know, very humble beginnings. Luke Mickelson, our founder, was working a service project, a youth service project with his church and Scouts. And he became aware during that project of a family that just had come out of homelessness and had a new apartment that they were living in, a mom and a daughter. And so he wanted to make a bed for the daughter, something for her to sleep on. They delivered that bed, and as a result of that experience there, had extra material, lumber and stuff left over from that first bed build, posted on Facebook for if anyone else in the community in Twin Falls, Idaho, is where it all started, was aware of anybody else that needed a bed, he had a bed to give to somebody. So very humble beginnings in 2012. That Facebook post, you know, like some things, went viral. And here we are today. We're going to deliver somewhere between 95 to 100,000 beds across the United States right now out of our 410 active chapters this year. And we're going to service that with about 170,000 volunteers.
Wow. You oversee a network of more than 400 local chapters, I believe. Now, how does SHP manage to scale its operations nationally while at the same time maintaining that personal community-centered feel in every town?
Yeah, so Alex is the perfect example of, you know, our recipe of success, if you will. So we believe that no kid should sleep on the floor in our town. And, you know, concerned or very heartfelt volunteers like Alex in all of our communities come together and engage with the community, gather volunteers, and they perform these bed builds and these deliveries across their community. Out there. How do we scale it from a business side of things? We have a robust training program. So we have a recruitment program in which we're recruiting volunteers and chapter leadership. We bring them to Lehi, Utah for training. We host those trainings once a quarter, and then we send them back into their communities, and then we mentor with them for the next year or so and helping them get up and running. So as a part of that whole process, we set them up with tools. We set them up with all the infrastructure that it takes to run a nonprofit, all the systems and the processes, the accounting, and all of that. And then help them with fundraising, and, you know, then they turn loose and are working inside their communities to, you know, help, one, raise the issue of child homelessness, and then, two, engage the community and the volunteers to solve it.
Gotcha. Now, Alex, you've been volunteering on the ground with the Umpqua chapter in Roseburg for more than a decade, right?
Well, it's 2018. It's getting there. So.
Okay. So when you're out delivering these beds and meeting with the families, what does that moment actually look and feel like?
Well, that's really the gold in this whole process. I mean, everyone loves to make a bed, build it, and have that feeling of contribution, but it's not until you get out and meet the families that you really feel, literally feel the impact that you're having on other people. So it's what I encourage everyone to go to when they want to contribute to making kids sleep better and having their own space. I mean, like I said, it's great from the donor perspective when you can contribute some cash. We always need that. It's great when you can contribute your time because nothing happens without the volunteers putting these things together. And then going out on deliveries, like I said, that's the gold. That's when you get to meet the people and really see what difference you're making.
My guests are Mark Connor, COO of the national nonprofit Sleep in Heavenly Peace, and Alex Kolitz, a longtime volunteer in Roseburg who designed a more efficient process for building bunk beds. SHP is hosting a week-long bed build starting September 5th through the 12th at its chapters across the country. Now, Alex, you solved a major efficiency challenge by designing a custom apparatus to help standardize how bunk beds are assembled. And your design was, as I understand it, used in a massive 24-hour build with Lowe's. How did you come up with the design, and can you describe how it works?
Oh, that's a story. It's been over the course of the last couple of years. And the issue I saw with going to a bed build with volunteers, some who have never held a drill before, is that there's a lot of quality issues that arise from people trying to drill or cut to spec. And I wanted to make sure that the kids had a solid bed. And so I started working on what does it take to, irrespective of the volunteer that comes into the position, that the holes will always be drilled exactly where they need to be. And so I just started making jigs and observing how people use them and kept on making corrections and changes. And we went through like 8 revisions to the design. And now we have 5 jigs to use in different aspects of building the beds that people can use to make sure that they're a good quality product.
Okay, so for the uninitiated, what is a jig?
So the jig, what it does is, let's say you have to drill 2 holes in the end of a 2x6. The jig positions where those holes are going to be. So you have a drill guide. Actually, I did a 3D printed piece of plastic that fits over the end of the 2x6, has 2 drill guides in it. So you can insert your drill bit into it and you can drill exactly where it needs to be to the depth you need to go to position those holes in the correct place.
Okay, so that creates the efficiency.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark, the 8th annual Bunks Across America is happening this month. And last year, as I understand it, was record-breaking with over 12,000 volunteers building more than 10,000 beds. What's the target goals for this year's event?
Yeah, so we're looking for about 15,000 volunteers. We're going to have about 200 or so active chapters, and we're going to build about 12,000 to 13,000 beds this year is what the goal and what we're budgeting from lumber and all of that stuff. So yeah, we're excited about the event. And in fact, we've got a big event happening with Alex in Roseburg this year.
Yeah, I understand that's on September 12th?
September 12th at the Lowe's, just off I-5 there in Roseburg. We'll be building. Alex, the hours are what, 9 to 1 probably?
My flyer says 8:30 to whenever. Yes, but it'll be about 1 o'clock, I think, my guess.
Yeah.
That's how long they generally take.
Okay.
So 8:30, Lowe's Roseburg parking lot.
And so how many volunteers would you like to see out there?
As many bodies as we can get. 100 would be fantastic. And we'll have several production lines in place so we can use the bodies.
And so what's your goal, Alex, for at the end of the day or at the end of this event? What's the goal? How many beds?
For us, I believe it's 50 beds or 50 bunks. 50 bunks. No, sorry. Yeah. 100 beds, 50 bunks. I could be wrong. I'm just the guy moving boxes and cutting wood. So I didn't actually set the goal for this one. But it's going to be somewhere along those lines. I know we have 400 2x6s we have to cut and drill and need 2x4 beds. So let's say 100 beds. That sounds about right.
And Mark, you said that the founder, Luke Mickelson, is going to be on site?
Yeah, so we're doing something kind of fun there with Alex's event this year. So we're going to have Luke, our founder, coming into that event. And then we're also have another local Southern Oregon guy who's pretty nationally recognized in all the social media channels. His name's Mason Smith of Dad Social is joining us as well to kind of help give us a little bit more visibility and help us promote what we do, bunks across America and building that out and stuff. So Mason's pretty influential on all those social channels, has a huge following of over 6 million people. So he's decided to partner with us, and we're going to be working with Mason at this event with Alex and his team.
So for our listeners across Southern Oregon who want to get involved, how can they sign up for a build or to donate or request a bed for a child in need?
It all starts at shp.org. When you go to shp.org, it's going to take you to the chapter closest to you. So in Southern Oregon, we've got a chapter in Josephine County, and then the other one, which is Alex's chapter, up in Douglas County there for
Umpqua Valley
area. Umpqua Valley is the name of the chapter. And they it'll take you there, and you can volunteer, you can donate, you can research any of that information there. And if you happen to live in an area that doesn't have a chapter, there's a start a chapter button you can click on, and it'll kind of walk you through the process of starting a chapter and what the things that it takes and that we do to help you get a chapter started in your area.
Can anyone start a chapter?
Anyone can start a chapter.
And for all the listeners, I would encourage anyone who's interested in this to go to an event, talk to the local chapter, and get a feel for what it's all about, not only in the building process, but then to go out on a delivery and put them together. And that's really what brings you in and emotionally ties you into this group and being able to give back to the community and making sure that kids have a good place for themselves to make a call their own spot. And just to make sure that's shpbeds.org online. And you can have access from there to all the different chapters.
Okay, shpbeds.org.
Correct.
Do we need any prior woodworking experience?
Absolutely not. No, it's amazing. The people that come in, you have happy hands that come in to do the work, And as long as you have that, that's what the core team is here for. That's what we do is we take you through and take everyone through each station to understand what needs to be done and how to do it. And then our job is to make sure that it gets done correctly and that we have quality involved in the process. But you don't have to have had touched a drill before or a sander or anything or a saw, and we'll get you busy and making things.
Okay, and so the finished product of a bed, does it contain the mattress and the linen, the pillows, all the other stuff?
Yeah, everything. So, yes, you have a frame, you have the mattress, the pillows, the sheets, the blankets, and around here, a lot of our blankets are donated. They're quilts made by local quilters. And so it's not just the store-bought thing, which we also appreciate, but it's the personal touch of the community coming to bear on each bed that's being put out there. So it's really, really cool process.
Okay, well, thank you both. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but you guys are doing really good work. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.